Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Sebuah laporan baru telah menemukan bahwa sebagian besar pemuda Victoria dengan latar belakang multikultural telah menjadi sasaran pelecehan rasial selama pandemi berlangsung. Mereka mengungkapkan bahwa mereka tidak dapat membicarakannya secara terbuka. 6% dari mereka yang disurvei memilih untuk tidak melaporkan pengalaman mereka dengan rasisme. Sementara lebih dari setengah responden memutuskan untuk mengabaikan semua insiden tersebut. Berikut ini rangkuman selengkapnya. Bagi mantan pelajar internasional Haswina Vimalarajan, hidup melalui pandemi di Melbourne memiliki tantangan tersendiri. Salah satunya adalah rasisme. Lahir di India, dibesarkan di Timur Tengah, dan sekarang menyebut Melbourne sebagai rumahnya. Haswina, seorang ilmuwan lingkungan, mengatakan pandemi telah memaksanya untuk mengubah perilakunya untuk mengurangi risiko rasisme.
Just before stage 4 lockdown, I was in a tram. I think when I got off the tram, the person just kind of screamed at me and asked me to give them space and not be in their face, which was weird because there was complete and total distance between us, and I was headed in a different direction and they were headed in a different direction. It took me a while to kind of just process that as well, and this made me even more hypervigilant in public, because as a woman I am quite vigilant whenever I step out, and I am conscious of my surroundings. But more and more now I do get very scared to sneeze or cough in fear that they might rebuke with a racist remark or blame me for something, and that's basically what's happened because of all of this.
Pengalaman itu adalah salah satu dari banyak pengalaman yang didokumentasikan dalam laporan baru tentang tingginya prevalensi rasisme yang dialami oleh kaum muda dengan latar belakang multikultural di Victoria. Setidaknya satu insiden rasisme langsung dilaporkan oleh 85% kaum muda. 32% melaporkan lebih dari 6 insiden. Pusat Pemuda Multikultural Nirlaba Victoria melakukan survei terhadap 376 pemuda berusia antara 16 dan 25 tahun pada bulan Juni selama lockdown tahap ketiga di Melbourne. Penulis laporan bersama Naomi Priest dari Universitas Nasional Australia mengatakan, laporan tersebut menemukan beberapa migran lebih berisiko menjadi sasaran.
Really profound levels of racism being reported by the young people in this survey, particularly those from first generation backgrounds, so born overseas and who then migrated to Australia, and for women, for those who are female. And that was both direct experiences where young people themselves are the targets of racism, but also witnessing racism, whether it's online or over social media, in the media, very, very high levels. And also quite high levels of what we call hypervigilance. So that's young people saying that they were changing their behaviour before they went outside to minimise their risk of actually experiencing racism.
Laporan tersebut menemukan bahwa meskipun prevalensi rasisme yang tinggi dialami oleh pemuda Victoria dari latar belakang migran, ada keengganan untuk membicarakannya. Kurang dari 29% peserta survei berbicara dengan teman dan keluarga, 50% mengabaikan pengalaman itu sama sekali, dan hanya 6% yang memutuskan untuk melaporkan kejadian tersebut. Miss Vimalarajan mengatakan ia memilih untuk tidak melaporkan kejadian rasisme yang menimpanya karena takut akan keselamatan pribadi dan kurangnya pengetahuan tentang bagaimana melaporkan kejadian itu. Ia mengatakan ia memutuskan untuk berbicara sekarang setelah berbicara dengan teman-teman yang memiliki pengalaman serupa tentang rasisme.
For far too long, I've been very quiet. I think growing up, I've experienced different types of racism from people within my own community, my own society, and being a woman of color, but always kind of automatically silence myself to fit into spaces at this time where the discussion and the opportunity is given to have our voices heard. It's finally time that I speak up and bring at least my story to the forefront, if that helps people or if people can empathize with it or relate to it anyways, I hope other people are encouraged to come forward with their stories.
Tim Lusurdo mendirikan kelompok Demokrasi in Color 2 tahun yang lalu untuk mengatasi rasisme melalui upaya akar rumput. Pria berdarah Cina Italia kelahiran Brisbane itu mengatakan ia tidak pernah menyangka akan berada di Melbourne di tengah pandemi, berurusan dengan peningkatan rasisme yang dihadapi oleh para migran.
You know, it ranges from very subtle things like people, you just know that people are taking their distance, they're staying away from you, they might be staring at you for a bit longer. I've had a couple of people throw out some racial slurs directed towards me, and you know, the classic things like go back to where you came from, or this is, you know, not your country. When I was born in Brisbane and have lived in Australia my entire life.
Ia mengatakan lonjakan rasisme telah mendorongnya untuk mengadakan loka karya pertama dalam serangkaian loka karya reguler untuk membantu para pengamat memahami pilihan mereka saat menyaksikan pelecehan rasial. Ini mengikuti loka karya lain yang ia jalankan untuk membekali para migran dengan keterampilan untuk menanggapi rasisme.
There are multiple ways. And often they're not what we expect, and they can be just as useful. Like, for example, trying to distract from the situation of, you know, racial discrimination by asking questions to the person who's been harassed, or a delay tactic where after the racial, you know, abuse has happened, you're checking in with the person and you're asking how they're going. Is there anything I can do to support? Or a documentation tactic where you're documenting and, you know, you're recording the instance of racial abuse.
Ms. Vimalarajan mengatakan, ia juga ingin melihat lebih banyak sumber daya dan informasi yang diberikan kepada siswa internasional setibanya mereka di Australia.
Anti-racism training for universities to adapt. And that's the first place I would say, is because as a former international student myself, coming into this country, I was prepared to face a variety of situations. And Victoria really prides itself on its multiculturalness, but how does that translate into workplace institutions and educational institutions? We as international students are really not taught much about First Nations justice or Indigenous history. That's something that I've had to educate by myself.
Dr. Pris menyerukan mekanisme pelaporan yang lebih kuat untuk memudahkan para migran muda melaporkan rasisme. Dan ia mendukung seruan untuk strategi nasional anti-rasisme.
A key part of that is co-designing with young people, with communities, solutions to racism. But also we do need to have ongoing data. We know that what gets measured is what counts and continues to call systems and governments and different sectors to account. So I think we do need to be collecting data, but we also need to be co-designing solutions. We don't also just want to collect data. We want to be having policies and practices that really fund anti-racism programs in schools, within healthcare settings. How do we actually talk about race and racism? And building our racial literacy and our racism literacy.
Untuk mendapatkan perkembangan coronavirus terbaru dalam bahasa Indonesia, Anda dapat mengunjungi sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.